When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm back in studio, back from Colorado. I was back yesterday to host the pregame show over there at the Jacob Media YouTube channel and 6abc.com and watch the Eagles win the number one seed in the NFC, just like we thought they would deep into the season when they were 8-1, then 13-1, and then they gave us a little bit of a scare. And then they won the number one seed. And even though they made the final 90 seconds of this season matter, the long story short is the number one seed. Jalen Hurts came back. Definitely looked rusty, but I thought overall looked healthy. I thought overall, for the vast majority of the game, played smart. I remember there was 1 2nd and 3 that the Eagles lined up for that Jalen Hurts could have scrambled to the outside, try to fight for an extra yard or two, and instead of doing that, just slid. So I thought at that point on, okay, he's playing smart. He's playing healthy. He's playing safe. And that's what I want from my franchise quarterback. My MVP candidate, at least, in Jalen Hurts, and that's what we got from him yesterday. It was a lackluster performance. And look, I think I understand some people's frustration here, and I was feeling good. I was actually feeling good after the game, and it has nothing to do with the way the season ended in terms of overall. They're the number one seed in the NFC. In the NFC, they have the first round bye, just like we wanted. Lane Johnson gets another week where he doesn't have to miss a game, and hopefully he comes back healthy. And that's all great, and that's all the obvious, and that's wonderful. But I was trying to talk myself into just physically how the Eagles have been playing over the last couple of weeks. And obviously, you have Gardner Minshew as your starting quarterback for two of your last three games here. So I'm trying to ignore that, but you don't want to see the defense play the way they did against Dallas. Certainly not. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see the offense play the way they played against the Saints. You certainly don't want to see that. And then I don't want to see the offense play the way they played yesterday against the Giants. So I'm trying to just excuse it and throw it out the window and say, that was one game against Dallas. That was with Gardner Minshew as your starting quarterback for the way the offense struggled at home against the Saints. I'm trying to throw it out the window, but I can't help it. The last 3 weeks of the season have been bad. They have been very bad. And then I found this nice little comforting fact, okay? Because I remember at the end of the 2017 season, before the Eagles started their playoff push and their role to the Super Bowl there, I realized something that when Nick Foles came in that game, he had a 4-touchdown game against the Giants. And that was his first game as the Eagles starter again after Carson Wentz got hurt in Los Angeles. But after that Giants game, there's two more games left in the season. One against the Raiders at home. That was, I believe it was on Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. And then I remember the Eagles getting shut out by the Cowboys. Okay? So in the last 2 weeks, I tell you all that to tell you this. In the last 2 weeks of 2017, the Eagles scored 2 touchdowns. In the last 2 weeks of 2023, right? In the last 2 weeks of the season, the Eagles scored 2 touchdowns this year. Okay. So, my point is you can end the season on a bad note and still, regroup and play better once the playoffs start. The Eagles struggled in that win over the Atlanta Falcons in that game. That was, of course, in 2017, following the 2017 regular season in the playoffs that year. They struggled in their first playoff game against the Atlanta Falcons and then absolutely rolled the Vikings before they went in and exploded offensively.
against the Patriots. Enough of the history lesson. I tell you all that just to make you feel a little bit better in case you were like me yesterday at the end of the game, thinking to yourself, well, they won, and they did what we thought they would do really deep into the season. They would get the number one seed. They'd be the number one team in the NFC, and they get that first round bye. They did that. They had checked that box. But you do want to see your team play a lot better than what they played and how they played yesterday. And I think what I went into the game with yesterday is what a lot of people went into the game with yesterday. You wanted to take away, sure, that Jalen Hurts was healthy, and we got that. You wanted to take away the idea that this Eagles team was going to reestablish themselves. They were going to show the dominant self that they had been really up until Jalen Hurts had gotten hurt during the season. You wanted them to come out maybe in the second quarter and demolish the New York Giants again. You wanted to come out there in the third quarter and say, all right, you know what? It's still a close game, but where's that? They're going to get that knockout punch where Jalen Hurts is going to hit A.J. Brown for a long touchdown, and that's all she wrote, and then Jalen Hurts is going to go out of the game, and Gardner Minshew is going to come back in, and you won't have to worry about the final quarter of this game. You won't have to worry about the vast majority of the second half because the Eagles are going to put it out of touch for the Giants who were playing their backups. I understand. I understand that you went into this game thinking, oh, wow, 16.5-point favorites? Okay, Eagles are going to dominate this game. Did not happen. And although that, I don't know if it would have been a knockout punch, but it would have given us the warm and fuzzies a lot earlier than, you know, the final 90 seconds with Reed Blankenship recovering that onside kick. It would have given us the warm and fuzzies a little bit earlier in the game if Landon Dickerson's, I don't know why that's a penalty, but it's a penalty in the NFL. It had nothing to do with the play, but it was a penalty. Took the touchdown off the board. It would have made us feel a lot better, but unfortunately, wasn't the case. The Eagles couldn't get that knockout punch in this game. And when I say knockout punch, I mean the punch, the play that would have made us feel so much better about having Jalen Hurts back on the sideline, Gardner Minshew in, all starters getting some rest before they go into a week of rest and relaxation heading into their bye. But it didn't come. It didn't happen. And the game continued, and you watched a guy named Davis Webb start to give you little heart palpitations about another guy named Webb coming in here in an upset victory. Could it happen? Unfortunately, it did not. But back to our expectations. I think we wanted to see the Eagles come in yesterday and, yes, check the box of being the number one seed. But I think we also wanted to see the Eagles go out there and be the dominant team that we have seen them be for the entire season. It just wasn't to be yesterday. And I, in talking myself off the ledge, I thought, you know what? Let's just, we didn't have to see a dominant victory. We just had to see a victory. The Eagles played this game like they were a undisputed champion in boxing. They didn't throw that haymaker. They didn't throw that big knockout punch in this game. They didn't. I don't think they put their best play, play calling or game planning on the field, which is kind of worrisome because that's 2 weeks in a row. They could play, and did play a subpar game. They did have a subpar performance, and they still managed to beat a very subpar opponent in the Davis Webb led New York Giants. They won the game they were supposed to win. Did they make it as comfortable as they were supposed to? Obviously not. We didn't see the Eagles yesterday reestablish themselves. And what I was trying to really muster out of all of this was that they were very vanilla. They were treating this like that boxing match. They were treating this like they were the undisputed champion and they were just going to carry an opponent for 12 rounds. That's what it felt like in this game. It felt like a preseason game where the Eagles weren't being doing anything exotic. They weren't putting more things on film that could help another opponent down the line. They were playing that very vanilla style of football. That's what I was telling myself after the game ended. And then the head coach of this football team, Nick Sirianni, took to the podium and talked about reestablishing identity. Listen to Nick after the game.
No, we know that the last 2 weeks we thought just wasn't up to our standard. And even today, like there's parts of today that's not up to our standard. But we wanted to set our identity of who we are and just keep plugging away at it. But winning pretty Winning in this league is hard to do, and we won't apologize for that. And it feels good to be able to get to the division and our 14th win.
That was you're reestablishing. You wanted to reestablish our identity. Okay, you're the number one seed, so everyone kind of thought that was going to happen, so that's good. But reestablish, like, it reminds me of the line in Bull Durham, I want to announce my presence with authority. I didn't get a lot of authority in this game, unfortunately. And I thought you would, being that the Giants weren't playing Saquon Barkley, the Giants weren't playing their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, who was coming off probably the best game of his career, and you were missing multiple starters. You weren't facing multiple starters for the New York Giants. So, yeah, I thought if you were going to reestablish your identity, it would be a little bit of an easier go of it than 22-16. And Jake Elliott, oh, my goodness gracious. Jake Elliott coming away with 5 field goals, a career high for himself, including 2 of 50-plus yards. Jake Elliott was your MVP yesterday. I thought it would be a little bit easier. Wasn't the case. And I'm not going to go down a downward spiral of negativity because they didn't win by enough. I think we all wanted to see a more convincing victory by the Eagles yesterday to give us the warm and fuzzies heading into the playoff hunt here. Excuse me, heading into the playoff picture, but that unfortunately is not the case. Also, Miles Sanders having just 11 carries yesterday. I don't think it was necessarily their best foot forward. Regardless of what Nick Sirianni had to say after the game, if that was their mindset, then I don't really know about it reestablishing anything. They accomplished the goal. They got the first round bye. As far as everything else goes with this team, you can't look at that film yesterday and tell me that they were playing aggressive. You can't tell me that that's the way the Eagles have played this entire season. The punt team being waved off and then being put back on the field in the fourth and short situation. You mean to tell me that's the way the Eagles have played it all season long? That's the way Nick Sirianni has called it all season long? I don't think so. Jalen Hurts playing as cautious as he did, and if you notice this, the game went on. Caution, I don't want to go so far as to say it was thrown into the wind and it was abandoned. Caution was a repeating theme in this game. I certainly felt that, but as the game went on and the Giants didn't go away, there was a couple more yards that Jalen Hurts got when they were out there on the field. He still got out of bounds, still didn't take the big hit, still played smart, but definitely you could tell he was starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. So overall, I don't feel great about the way the season ended, but when you go back to 2017 and you look at what they did at the end of that year with how the offense certainly started to sputter, this kind of reminds me of that. You're not watching the Eagles play their best brand of football right before they have to play their most important games of the season, which of course are the playoffs. And that never makes anybody feel great about their team. But I remind you, 2017, you weren't playing your best football going into the playoffs, not playing your best football now going into the playoffs. That's unfortunate, but it's true. What is also true is that you can hit the reset button, you can get yourself jump-started going into the playoffs, and you can see how you perform from that point on. Now, as far as just looking around before I jump into what went down in the locker room and what went down in press conferences and post-game, the Eagles looking into the future about who they could play, the Bucs, who play the Cowboys, or the Seahawks, or the Giants again in the divisional round, and of course that will be at Lincoln Financial Field, as you know. The Cowboys playing at Tampa, oh my God, that makes me feel, that just makes me so happy. Because Dak Prescott has not played well in Tampa, and the Bucs have taken care of business against the Cowboys, just in general. So that just gives me the warm and fuzzies to think, wow, the Cowboys played so terrible yesterday against the Commanders, and a pick six, not just another interception, but a pick six thrown by Dak Prescott. Holy mackerel. Oh, God, don't tell me that when you saw the little updates come across, a little ticker there, or you saw the TV, they were talking about it on the broadcast, or you looked down at your phone and you saw it. Oh, don't tell me you didn't enjoy and bask in all the failure of the Cowboys yesterday. So now the Cowboys got to go and face the only sub-500 first-place team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they got to go into Tampa and face Tom Brady in the playoffs. Oh, this is so beautiful the way that is there. And then maybe Tampa Tom comes up here to Philadelphia, a little rematch of last year. Maybe Todd Bowles tries game planning for that that Jalen Hurts guy that couldn't read a defense last year. Seems to be doing a pretty damn good job of reading a defense this year. Ah. All right. Back to the Eagles. But we'll get to some more stuff for the NFL, especially in a week of what has been some of the classiest sportsmanship I have ever seen surrounding DeMar Hamlin. The most classless thing I saw yesterday. We'll get to that probably in the morning rush a little bit later in the show. Now, another thing, Jalen Hurts' health. Huge thing. Whenever Jalen Hurts was asked about his shoulder and how it felt, good enough was the answer. It started post-game on CBS. And here's what he had to say about his shoulder and also being the number one seed in the NFC.
It's on us. It got to come through Philly, and we take pride in that. And we'll be ready to play our best ball when we need to.
2 weeks away with the shoulder. How did it hold up through four quarters in this one?
Man, it was good enough. Good enough. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get what you want, and I'm just happy that we did enough to get this win today, get that number one seed, and like I said, it comes through Philly.
Okay. All right. They did enough to win. All right. How's the shoulder feel? Good enough. All right. Good enough. Then now you got 2 weeks before you got to play again. So that's good. All right. So good enough. And then the other thing was, we're going to be ready to play our best ball when we have to. Okay. All right. That's going to keep me warm at night for the next 2 weeks before I watch this Eagles team play again. That's it. We're going to be ready to play our best ball when it's most important. Okay. That's going to keep me, that's going to make me feel all toasty warm. All right. In my snug PJs until the Eagles step foot on the football field again. We'll be ready to play our best ball. Okay. Because I think he acknowledges that that's not their best ball. And whenever he was asked specifically about the shoulder, he said, good enough. Now, when he was asked about the road to recovery and getting back on the football field today, he gave his most detailed answer of the press conference. Here's Jalen Hurts postgame.
You know, I had some things I had to battle within myself. I knew I wanted to be available for my team. You know, it's really tough being out, let alone, you know, taking some losses when you're out. So I wanted to be available for my team. You know, I really feel like if you want something, you got to do what you got to do to go get it. And today we did just enough to get that goal. And now it's 0-0, and we have a new goal in front of us. But it's a day-by-day process like it's always been. And would you continue to get better? You know, I feel like coming into this game, you know, been really pushing myself beyond measures to try and be available and, you know, rather the risk reward of playing in today, whatever that was, we did what we had to do. We're the number one seed, and we're NFC East champs, and that's the goal we set out to do. And now I can continue to recover and be ready for the playoffs.
Okay. All right. Be ready for the playoffs. Great. Oh, that's wonderful. I think we need to acknowledge something. Jalen Hurts was far more hurt than I think most of us anticipated, expected, thought. Far more hurt. And I keep going back to it. I've done it on the show before. I keep going back to Nick Sirianni and what he said in his press conference after everything went down in Chicago and the news broke about the injury. And Nick Sirianni was referencing a conversation he had with his brother, and his brother was so blown away that Jalen Hurts continued to play in that game with the injury that he had to his shoulder. So blown away. And the way Nick Sirianni laid it out, I was like, is he just laying it on thick just to have a little bit more gamesmanship? But then he missed not one, but two games after being as great as he was in that fourth quarter and making that huge throw to A.J. Brown down the sideline and guiding the Eagles to victory in that game. Misses the Dallas game. Misses the Saints game at home. All right. Now, and that was after throwing a little bit. And then comes out and played the way he played yesterday, which wasn't great. As I said, it was cautious. It was okay. It was good enough to win. And again, every time he was asked about it, it was good enough. His shoulder was good enough. All right. But then to hear him talk about the fact that he was still fighting through some stuff. It was a long journey. To hear Nick Sirianni talk about how he was still sore. To hear on the broadcast, and this is one of the things, as you guys know, I'm half-heartedly listening to the broadcast. I'm watching the game and trying to figure things out for myself and look at personnel that's out there and whatever. But I believe they were coming back from a commercial. And I think, was it Ian Eagle that came out and said, oh, yeah, Jalen Hurts told us during our meetings that he should have come. He was hurting. He should have come out of that Chicago Bears game. And yet he stayed in and he played great. Oh, yeah, I should have come out of that game. You know, I was in a lot of pain and I was really hurting. And I'm like, how did I put it? Huh? And then looking back on it, now after listening to Jalen Hurts after the game last night, I was like, oh, yeah. This guy, he missed two games, suffered what now seems to be a somewhat serious shoulder injury, played as cautious as he did yesterday. And there's a couple of throws I thought he made yesterday that made me just forget he had a shoulder injury. One wasn't even a deep ball to A.J. Brown. One was a little out route to A.J. Brown that I think went for about 15 yards maybe. And he just threw it on a laser, threw it on a rope to him. And I went, oh, I think the shoulder's okay. But everything else while I was watching him play, I thought he played well. I thought he played well enough to convince me that the shoulder's okay or at least going to be okay by the time the first game of the playoffs roll around. So when I was watching all that unfold, and then I listened to him after the game, and then I referenced back to what happened during the game with the broadcast crew talking about, oh, yeah, I was really hurt. I had to come out. I should have come out of that Chicago game, but he didn't. It kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit with concern that should he even be playing right now? Because what you just heard him say, what I just played for you after the game, I think raises my levels of concern about how serious this injury is. And whenever the season ends, and hopefully it's a couple more weeks from now, you know, in a Super Bowl, maybe. Whenever it ends, are we going to get some kind of news about Jalen Hurts and something he's got to go through? Because I hope not. The dreaded S word. But whatever it is, it seemed like Jalen Hurts really had to get himself ready to play in this game beyond just pain tolerance. I think an educated guess would be that Jalen Hurts was not 100% yesterday, but knew that this was the game the Eagles needed to win. This was the, in case of emergency, week 18, number one seed on the line. In case of emergency, break glass. Behind that glass is Jalen Hurts. Is it 100% Jalen Hurts? No. It's probably 90, 85 to 90. Break the glass. Get him out of there. Put a jersey on him. Put him on the football field. And he was able to guide the Eagles to a victory. I was never really concerned about this game. It was whether or not the Eagles were going to win this game. I felt like throughout this that the Eagles were going to win. I thought Davis Webb would have to have that breakout game that gets everybody talking next year, you know, and I didn't think that was going to happen. In order for the Eagles to have any worry about this game, like real worry, and that really never set in. And you could tell by the way that it was a different game for Nick Sirianni, Shane Steichen, even to a degree, Jonathan Gannon, that this game wasn't really scaring them because they knew they could come back and take control if they really wanted to in this game. If they really had to, I should say. Man, yeah, I did think it would be. I did think the Eagles were going to cover yesterday. I did. But those lines and those numbers, unfortunately for us, don't really matter to the players in the football field. Maybe to the referees, but not the players on the football field. Yes, you want a more convincing win, you didn't get it. But now we know that Jalen Hurts can at least play. Now we know Jalen Hurts will have another week now to get more healthy because I don't think he was at his healthiest yesterday. And the Eagles will have an opportunity now to get to an NFC Championship game when they take on the divisional opponent, whoever that might be, in a week. Now, when it comes to preference, I know a lot of people, they want to take on the Dallas Cowboys because you want a chance to beat the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs at home, and that'd be great. But stigma, mantra, ego, whatever it might be, when it comes to a team you want to see the Eagles take on, I wouldn't mind another crack at the Giants. I wouldn't mind a crack at the Seahawks. They're an unfamiliar opponent, of course, so there is a little bit of, I don't really know much about these guys. But also another team that I wouldn't mind facing, really, when it comes to any of these teams. I don't, in the divisional round I'm talking about here. Yeah, there's not one team that is next on the Eagles list of the teams I just rattled off that make me go, that's going to be, oh, man, oh, I don't like the Eagles' chances in that one. Whoever comes into Philadelphia, as every player has said, including CeeDee Deuce, everything runs through Philadelphia right now. As the Eagles even tweeted out after the game, of course, the number one seed, everything runs through the 215. Are people still referring to their areas with their area codes? Is that still a thing? I feel like it's a very 90s thing. I think that's a very late 90s, early 2000s thing. But anyway, nonetheless, it comes through the 215. There's not one team on that list that I look at and go, oof, no thanks. I think the best team, objectively speaking, on the list of teams from the Seahawks, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Giants are coming here, is the Dallas Cowboys. Regardless of how they wrapped up their season against the Commanders, I still think the best team out there that will come into Philadelphia in the divisional round is the Cowboys. With that being said, I don't think the Cowboys are going to beat the Bucks.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And how much fun will that be to watch the Cowboys lose a playoff game again? Oh, that'll be great. That'll be... Oh, we put our feet up. We relax. We watch the wild card round. And we watch the Cowboys suck. Oh. And just the fact that they got to go on the road to face a sub-500 opponent? Oh, just, it's so nice. Bask in it. Do you honestly think that Jalen Hurts played that game yesterday 100%? Because there's nothing that I saw in that game that made me go, oh, yeah, he's 100% healthy. Healthy enough. Healthy enough is what I was thinking. And then I heard him afterwards, yeah, good enough. All right. So we're on the same page here. Let me tell you about Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers, the other corner of 8th and Walnut, right there on Jewelers Row. Valentine's Day, now just around the corner. Hit up my man Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers for that diamond, for that special someone in your life. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price, the perfect price, online at IHateStevenSinger.com. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price, the perfect price. Online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Always fast and free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. Let me tell you about the great people at Manscaped. Manscaped.com, the leader in below-the-waist grooming. You'll enjoy their Platinum Package 4.0. Now, what's that include? It includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, and it all comes with skin-safe technology that helps reduce the risk of nicks so you can manscape with confidence and comfort. So check out manscaped.com. Use promo code Farzy. That's promo code Farzy at manscaped.com for all your grooming needs. You'll get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code Farzy. How about PHL Sports Nation, Philadelphia Sports Nation, enhancing your Philadelphia sports fan experience across all social media and blogs? That's phlsportsnation.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you like CBD? You use CBD? You want to try CBD? Try Freestone Farm CBD at freestonefarmcbd.com. Use promo code Farzy for 20% off. You'll enjoy their tropical tasting Bayox that clocks in at a chart-topping 24.1% and Super CBD, which is half Hindu.
Kush.
And 21%. Genetics of these guys are off the charts. So enjoy Freestone Farm CBD, freestonefarmcbd.com. Before I get to the chat check, I just want to say thank you once again to all the people that reached out regarding my wife's uncle Jerry and his passing. Just a wonderful man. Services for him were beautiful. His brother did the eulogy, and I've never seen a eulogy Eulogy are like words of remembrance for those that don't know. Where someone who was close to the person who passed, you'll get up, gets up and basically honors their life with a little speech. It's really nice. And I'm not sure if eulogy is just a Catholic thing or not. Sorry. But so I felt like I had to mansplain that for a second. But he got up, and I never seen anyone have props for a eulogy. And it was cool because his brother Jack, who did a great job, was like, Jerry and I, whenever we had to solve our problems, we used these. And he, from the podium, he pulled out pulled out boxing gloves. And they were the boxing gloves they used when they were kids to, I guess, sort their differences. Their dad, like real old school, would throw them boxing gloves and be like, figure it out, which I thought was pretty cool. They had this other thing that apparently Uncle Jerry had three daughters. And whenever they brought a boy home, Jerry would put him through the test. And the test was an electric wand that like women would use in the 40s and 50s to like promote good health. This is like a lot of electroshock therapy days, okay, is what I'm telling you. I'll show you pictures of this later in the week. But and they held up he held up this thing at the pulpit there. And I went, what the hell is that? And I guess the daughters heard me and they turned around like, Mark, you'll know, you'll find out tonight. And I'm like, I don't want to go over the house tonight. And sure enough, I think the red mark is gone, but yeah, they literally used it on my arm. And it's an electrocution device is what it is. It's like the thing at the science fair, if you remember, the big thing of static that you put your hand on and you're like, your hair stands up when I had hair. It was like that, but like on the set to 50, basically. It lets you know it's there. But anyway, the services were wonderful. Everything was great. And you guys are great for so kindly reaching out to me and sending your condolences to me and my wife, more importantly than anything. So thank you guys for that. I appreciate that. Let's get to the chat check and see how you guys are feeling about this win. I know the win itself isn't so great, but what the win means is most important, which is that number one spot. April, good morning. Mike D, what's up, Mike D? Clay, good morning, people. I watched the game yesterday. The Birds won, and I believe I'm still jinxed. For those that are just joining us, Clay has been a bit of a jinx this year. Has not watched the game live this year, but watched yesterday, and it was a bit of a struggle. Oh, he didn't watch. Did you watch the Commanders game live? Or did you watch the Dallas game live? You watched one of the games live. Sean Gillespie, good morning. Clay, hello again. Mihai Sanchez, what's up, Mihai? Morning, Mark. Everyone, just hope the Eagles weren't going 100% yesterday. Just save it for the playoffs when it matters. On a serious note, I kept you and my family. Oh, it's very nice of you, Mihai. You kept me and my family in the thoughts and prayers. That was great. I will say this. Which family are you more like? Are you like my family or are you like my wife's family? Like my family, when somebody passes, you go to that house to gather, right? Go to the house to gather, and there is food as far as the eye can see. When my Aunt Annie died 20 years ago or so, I remember I was at a high school track meet and I got done. I was in high school, so it wasn't like I was just at some random meet. Anyway, and my dad's like, hey, we got to go over Aunt Annie's house now. The family's all gathering and all that. I was like, okay, yeah. So we go over there, and I remember this, and this is every time someone passes. There was like sausage and peppers, there was like meatballs, there was baked ziti, there was lasagna. There was an endless amount of bread rolls. There was just food as far as the eye could see. And that's the way it's been whenever somebody has passed away in my family. So just food, just all over the place. When my wife's family goes through a death, so you're like my family or like my wife's family? When my wife's family, it was alcohol. It was all alcohol. It was all drinks. It was just like... Nobody was wanting for a drink. Nobody was longing for a drink. There was more. There's bottles as far as the eye could see. Is the Prosecco chilling on the back deck? Yes. Okay. So guess who took over catering duties? This guy. I made 50 meatballs, and I'm happy to do it. I'm not complaining. I love doing it. I'm not complaining. And, you know, they don't get, you know, exactly, you know, those kind of meals out there as good as we get over here in this part of the world. So this part of the country. So I was happy to do it. But are you guys more like my wife's family that is, you know, having good times? Or are you like my family where you're just a bunch of fat bastards sitting around? Because my family is more food. Her family is more about the having a drink. All right? Not judging. This is no judgment. This is no judgment here. I'm just asking a question. Who are you more like? That's the question. Wonderful people. And again, beautiful service, and it was really nice. It was fitting tribute. Mihai, by the way, we officially don't have to worry about Aaron Rodgers coming to the link, either Brady, Prescott, Jones, or Smith. You know what? How about Geno Smith in the year that he had in Seattle? I haven't looked recently with Jalen Hurts being out of the mix, but it would be surprising to a lot of yous. Geno Smith, up until a couple weeks ago, was one of the highest-rated quarterbacks in the NFL. His passer rating, yeah, fifth-best passer rating in the NFL this year. For perspective, Jalen Hurts was fourth in the NFL with a 101.6 passer rating. 101.6. Jalen Hurts was just 1.7 points higher than Geno Smith's passer rating of 100.9. Huh? How about that? Not too shabby. Geno Smith ranked just above Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, who ended the season on an incredible note. Jared Goff went through the last month plus of the season without throwing an interception. Not too shabby for Jared Goff. Again, it's supposed to suck. 29-7. Touchdown passes, 7 interceptions on the season overall. But yeah, Geno Smith, I'm not going to say scares me or anything, but it's worth noting that he put together a hell of a year when everyone was counting out the Seahawks. Broncos have a terrible year. Seahawks make the playoffs. Go figure. And what a wild game that was last night in Green Bay. Lions beating the Packers. Packers have a whole slew of injuries. Rasul Douglas, I don't know what the hell he was doing on that field goal, whatever the hell that was, where he just walked up the middle of the line of scrimmage. And then I'll just say it while I'm talking about the game right now. I won't say it in the morning rush. I'll say it right now. Quay Walker for the Packers in a week of all weeks to do this. One of the medical staff members, one of the training staff members for the Lions runs onto the field. There's a Lions player that's down, runs onto the field, and he puts his hand on Quay Walker. Like, just like, I wouldn't even say pushed him out of the way is not what happened. He put his hand on him to kind of like just get through. There was no extension, right? There's no like push off. I feel like a referee now. And he was just getting onto the field and trying to get into 10 to the injured player. And Quay Walker takes exception to this and shoves the medical staff member. Of all weeks to do that, he chooses this week, gets a misconduct penalty, thrown out of the game, rightfully so. I don't think I have ever been more in favor of someone getting thrown out of the game than I was with that yesterday. Of all weeks to do it, most classless thing I've ever seen. And gets thrown off the field. Classless thing I've ever seen against a non-athlete, I guess. And he has to leave the game, and Packers go on to lose. They score a touchdown. The Lions score a touchdown on that drive, take the lead, and the Packers go on to lose. And Aaron Rodgers has to walk off the field as a loser. Clay, Mihai, game was vanilla as it gets. Hurts was rusty as hell. That's what I'm going to go with, and that's what I'm going to tell myself as the week goes on. I'm still not convinced that Brock Purdy, Clay, Brock Purdy, can take the Niners into Philly and beat them. Stranger things are happening, man. The Niners, they got a great defense. They're a well-coached team. And here's the most terrifying. I'll tell you, it's not even Nick Bosa that terrifies me. It's the fact that you're on your third quarterback. Your third quarterback. And you're one of the best teams in the conference. Potentially second best team to the Eagles. Mally, what's up, Mally? Clay, how didn't Galloway get called for holding on Slay on that touchdown catch? Because I think, Clay, because they were both holding each other. Like, it looked like they were both going after each other. Hand fighting doesn't even really do it justice in describing what was going on that touchdown. They were hugging each other. They looked like they had really, really, really missed each other since Detroit. That's what they look like on that play. Blue City Empire Sports, what's up, man? As a Giants fan, I'm not upset we lost. You shouldn't be. You guys are playing your backups. Happy that Kenny Galladay got his first touchdown in his New York Giant. Might be his last. It might be. Sean Gillespie, Eagles don't need to run up the score like Dallas. They just need to run the ball with their damn running backs. I did notice a concerted effort by the Eagles yesterday to make sure that they were running the ball more with their running backs. But there was that one play in the red zone. I'm trying to find it on my log here. Yeah, fourth quarter, third and goal from the four-yard line. Eagles lined up in the shotgun. I think you had Boston Scott in the backfield with Jalen Hurts. You have three wide receivers to your right. I think you had Quez Watkins, who was only blocking, to your left. Shotgun, Hurts gets it, looks right. Everybody's covered. Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and he rolls to his left where there's no one. Like, there was no – you ran all your targets to the short side of the field. Nobody that along side – like, no drag route. Like, did somebody miss a play? Like, did somebody miss an assignment? Nobody was like – there was no drag across the field by, like, Dallas Goedert or Devontae Smith or anybody. There's no one. There was no out route by Quez Watkins. It was an ugly play call. If they executed that the way it was called, that might be the worst play call of the year. I want to say it was like 6 minutes left in the game in the fourth quarter. Eagles had an opportunity to really put the game out of hand. Instead, they settled for, I believe it was the fifth and final field goal for Jay Kelly. Yeah, it made it 22-9. They ended up settling for that field goal, and then on the next possession, Webb got that touchdown to Galladay. And then Blankenship ended up getting the onside kick there. But it was like, what the hell? What was that? So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hope that the Eagles did not have their best game plan going into this. But, again, that quote from Nick Sirianni is going to haunt me. As Jalen Hurts tells me that, again, basically their best football is in front of them still. What's going to haunt me is Nick Sirianni saying we wanted to reestablish our identity. And I'm like that? Okay. All right. Whatever you say. Fuji. Good morning, Fuji. Nice to see you. Blue City, 2017, the Eagles did not play their starters at all, if I recall. They did. Nick Foles played the first quarter, and then Nate Sudfeld came in. And that's when, after the game, Nick Foles did that confident rant. I'm confident that I can get back and play at a high level. I'm confident in this team. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident that we can get back, all of us, to the level that we were playing before, because I'm extremely confident in my teammates. And they're confident in me, and I'm confident in them. And everybody's confident. Confident, confident, confident. And then they go out. They get the bye. They get the Falcons game. They win the Falcons game. And the rest is history. Mo Horton. What's up, Mo Horton? Wasn't too concerned. In the red zone, Shane would usually call more design runs for Jalen, and Nick would be more aggressive, and I believe they will be ready in 2 weeks. Mo, I am right there with you. I'm right there with you. Blue City, the last time the 2017 regular season game, Dallas ended their regular season so-called good note against the Eagles' third stringers. Nate Sudfeld played the majority of the game, but Nick Foles did get some throws in there. Labrums. Goo. April, that's his second ejection. It was his second ejection this year, yeah. Quay Walker. 49ers are scary. They're scary. Marquise Graham. Jake was the best kicker yesterday. Damn right he was. Oh, it was another... Wait, oh, I didn't realize he shoved. I didn't realize his first time, the first time he got thrown out. Why does he hate medical staff? Dude, let me tell you who I'm not pissing off. trainers, medical staff members. And I will say, I didn't see it live. I think I saw Adam Schefter's tweet about it because I was getting a little lunch before I did the pregame show. I didn't see it live, but I saw that it happened. When I saw the Bills return the opening kickoff for a touchdown, got a little misty-eyed. At least the Eagles got automatic kicker, unlike most teams. You're very true. Appreciate everybody in the chat. You guys are great as per usual. Thank you so much. Let's get to the Morning Rush brought to you by Sky Motorcars, skymotorcars.com. Here is my major takeaway from this Philadelphia Eagles team. Now let's just go with scratching the surface, okay? 14 wins, franchise record. AJ Brown, franchise record for receiving yards in a season. The Eagles, franchise record for sacks in a season, almost at the all-time record for sacks in a season. Jalen Hurts, an MVP candidate, likely would have been the MVP if he didn't get hurt. Still would have been tough to beat Patrick Mahomes, is the way the nation looks at it. I get it. But before the season started, I thought the Eagles could win 11 games. And here they are with 14. Nobody saw that coming. That's scratching the surface. The question answered of is Jalen Hurts the guy? Jalen Hurts is the guy. All right. When I think about what the question was going into the season, Jalen Hurts the guy. Can Jalen Hurts be the team that leads this team into the playoffs? Be the guy that leads this team into the playoffs? Can Jalen Hurts be a franchise quarterback? Yes. Yes. With a ginormous exclamation point, yes. But then when we go beyond it a little bit, playoffs still have to play out. But just wrapping up a regular season, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better year than what Howie Roseman has done with this team this year. They have been incredible. Defensively, 4 players, 10-plus sacks, leading the league in sacks, getting turnovers, taking a safety that was a nickel corner a week before you turned into a safety in CD Deuce. Him getting to the backfield yesterday for a tackle for loss. Him bear-hugging Howie Roseman, if you haven't seen that yet, when Chauncey Gardner-Johnson ran into the locker room and bear-hugged Howie, picked him up, put on his NFC East Champions hat. Man, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better year from Howie Roseman. Yes, 2017 was great, and we all know the proof was in the pudding. They were the Super Bowl champion. But in terms of every move that he made this year, with the exception of Robert Quinn, who actually came back and played well yesterday, just missing a sack here and there in that game yesterday, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better year than what Howie Roseman was able to do with this team. And here we are again. Eagles with 2 first-round picks. Eagles with a 10th overall pick as of right now with the Saints pick. Howie Roseman has done it again. And I know he is a lightning rod of a topic in Philadelphia, and rightfully so. He's the general manager. He is the director of football operations for the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. Yes, it's a pretty important job. Whoever has that job is going to be a lightning rod. But as long as Howie has been in that position, he has certainly been a guy that's demanded a lot of attention. Often for the wrong reasons. But the guy has put himself there for the running of executive of the year, for the way he has put together this roster. And you look at a team that couldn't take the football away last year, now is a team that takes football away at a great rate. Hassan Reddick's one of the biggest reasons for that. CeeDee Deuce, one of the biggest reasons for that this year. You look at a guy, they look at the sack totals that have jumped from a year ago. And you look at the fact that last year you went into the draft with 3 first-round picks. And you took those 3 first-round picks and essentially turned them into Jordan Davis and A.J. Brown. That's a hell of a first round. That's a hell of a draft. I am amazed by the job Howie Roseman has done this year. And I know we could talk a lot about Nick Sirianni. We could talk a lot about the coaching staff. We could certainly talk a lot about Jalen Hurts, and we've done that this year. But very rarely do I like to acknowledge the GM, because I feel like, oh, well, he's the guy that buys the groceries. You know, this team, oh, the players on the field suck, and it's Howie's fault. It's not Nick's fault. Yeah, you can do that a lot. But in times like this where you're looking back on a season, I think Howie Roseman deserves a lot of credit for the season that he's had. And I know we'll be talking about that leading up to the end of this season, however it is going to end. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is the Farzee Show presented by Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price, perfect price online at iHateStevenSinger.com. That's iHateStevenSinger.com. Yeah, Clay, yep. 2 1,000-yard receivers and 1,000-yard rusher. Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. We'll look to line up some more guests for you guys this week and really break down what we have watched this season and what we can look ahead to. We'll also try to get more information for you about what's really going on with Jalen Hurts' shoulder, because a lot of things came out after this game that we already talked about on this show, whether it came from the broadcast crew, whether it came from Jalen Hurts, whether it came from Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts still being sore. So this week off is, as we thought, going to be very important to get some guys back at 100%, or at least in Lane Johnson's case, as close to 100% as we can get them. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Jim Hodder produced the program. Did a wonderful job as per usual. This is a Buzz Sports and Entertainment production. My name is Mark Farzetta. Thanks for watching. Catch you guys tomorrow. Oh, more of me on Fox 29 today. I'll be joining the morning crew over there as well. Have a great day, everybody. See you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.